In our studio today, a troop of students from Wilson Middle School in Chowchilla.
Hola.
And one of their teachers, Jordan Maddox. Together, they've created a podcast that delivers the goods when it comes to discussions about everything, from stress to homework, from social media to school fights.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Welcome to Middle School.
It's called Welcome to Middle School. Jordan, let's start with you. How did the podcast get started?
Well, I'm a bit of a podcast junkie, and so I come to this with just loving the medium and how it works. And I was really inspired, actually, by the movie Eighth Grade that came out last year. It was a Bo Burnham film, and it tapped into something about middle school that not many people, because I think people just see middle school as kind of a black box.
Mm-hmm. The transition between elementary school and high school.
Yeah, they understand high school, they understand elementary school kids and teenagers, but middle school is somewhere in between that. And being a podcast junkie, I immediately said, well, you know what I should do? I should make a podcast so we can talk about these things and hopefully elucidate for listeners some things about middle school that they might not understand. And so it got started as just a small little in-class project, and then we decided to make it public, and we've been making them ever since.
And it airs on SoundCloud.
It's on SoundCloud. It's also on iTunes, so you can get it through your Apple devices.
And you guys tackle a lot of different topics, including relationships. There was one about boyfriends and girlfriends. And Maria, you had some great advice for one of your friends, so I'm going to play that right now.
I have one friend, yeah.
She cried. One friend?
She cried.
You only have one?
We know Maria has many friends. I can confirm this.
So she was one of my friends. She still is. She was one of her boyfriends broke up with her, and she was like crying, and like she would be on FaceTime, and she would just cry and be like, "Oh my God, I miss him." I'm like, "Girl, get yourself together. get yourself together. You don't need no man. Work on your grades."
So, how old are you, Maria?
I'm 12.
That's pretty wise counsel for a 12-year-old. Tell me, how did you come up with that?
It's because my mom always tells me, don't work on guys, work on your grades. So when she was crying, I'm like, why are you crying for this one guy? Why are you worrying for this one guy when you should be worrying for your grades? You should be worrying for your homework. Like, right now we're in middle school. There's no point of dating. There's no point of just dealing with guys, because right now we're still growing, and these records that we're holding on in middle school, we're going to be going on with them with our rest of our lives.
Records?
Records, like just like grades.
Oh, like grades. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So, Jordan, you've been working with middle schoolers for quite some time, and you probably thought you knew them really well, and then you started this podcast, and my guess is you got to know them on a whole different level.
Yeah. You know, middle school is an interesting place, and it, on the surface, it seems one way, but when you break underneath that outer shell of it, you can discover things you just didn't realize were there. And one thing that I'm reminded of is we had a rough week where there was a series of fights that had happened on campus, and the staff and administration was trying to find the source of these fights, like what was causing them, and we couldn't figure it out. And then we had a podcast about it, and my middle schoolers taught me a lot about how fights start, why they start, and they introduced me to this concept that in some ways I already knew about, but reintroduced me to this idea of the instigator.
The instigator. So let's play a clip where you talk about fights.
Okay, and so let's say after a fight, do you think, are the people that were involved, are they mad at the instigator? Are they you caused all this because you stirred this up? Or they forget about the instigator because they're just mad at the other person that was talking smack or whatever?
Yeah, a lot of times they just completely forget about the instigator. A lot of times they don't even know about the instigator too, though. They just go,
because the instigator spreads it to other people, and then they, okay. So would you guys say that instigators are what percentage of the problem in terms of fights?
Like 90%.
90%.
Isaiah, you mentioned the instigator. Who's the instigator when it comes to fights?
Well, the instigator is basically the person that scrounges up all that they can find on these two people, and then go back and forth to each other, making the other person seem like they're being rude, and then that's
so spreading gossip in a sense, right?
Yes.
trying to stir up a little trouble?
Yes.
Okay. And so what happens with the instigator? Do people eventually just forget about the instigator and end up fighting each other?
Yeah, they really just get really caught up in the fight, and they don't really care about the instigator, or they don't know that they're an instigator because they'll say, oh, this is my friend. They wouldn't do that type of thing to me.
And Haley, you also participated in the podcast about fights on campus. Tell me, what did you add to the conversation?
Well, something I added was the fact that mostly it's about the performance aspect. Like, a lot of people realize that they could talk it out, but then there's this peer pressure, and there's this, oh, everyone's like saying, oh, fight. They're going to fight. Cool. Let's go watch. And so it's kind of sad sometimes to see, because these people, it's going to be with them forever, and it gets posted on social media. And I've like, on my Instagram, I've just been recommended all these accounts, and it's like Wilson fights, school fights, or like middle school fights, high school fights. And it's kind of sad to see, because those people, they're angry and they're acting in the moment, and it's kind of with them forever now that you've posted it there and that you have these recordings. And sometimes it's hard to see that.
Yeah, I think about it a little bit like middle schoolers are taking on the, you know, the practice that less reputable journalistic outlets use, clickbait. And they kind of are taking that on themselves, and they're creating accounts to get other students to watch their accounts and get views and likes on whatever they're doing. And so there was, in that week where we had those fights, there was 3 or 4 accounts that got created where students were reproducing these videos just so people could latch onto their accounts. And it was, as you know, teachers, we didn't understand what was going on. When I took a step back and I looked at it, I realized, oh, this is performance. This is creating a digital identity or virtual identity that they're using to get attention.
There was another podcast where you talk about your relationships with your phones. And Maria, you talk about giving your phone up on Wednesdays and Fridays during Lent. So let's play that clip.
It was Ash Wednesday, and I gave up my phone every Friday and Wednesday, and today's Wednesday, and I don't have my phone right now, and I'm kind of struggling.
You gave up your phone?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I know.
You are a very good trooper.
I would have done 40 days, but I was like, think about it, like, can I really do 40 days? Like, no.
I don't even know if that's humanly possible. Yeah.
Did you survive the whole season of Lent?
Yes, I actually did. Surprisingly.
You did. And how did that? How did that work out for you?
How it worked out for me, it was kind of like these days that I was on my phone, I noticed that I wasn't really talking to no one. And then when I didn't have my phone, I noticed that all I wanted to do was just like play outside or talk to other people. So like it kind of like opened my eyes in a way.
The relationship with your phone is really interesting. And I think you all as middle schoolers use your phones a lot more often than parents probably even understand. And Caitlin, you participated in some of the podcasts. I know you've done several of them on social media. Tell me, what's your take on social media?
I think that what parents don't get about social media is that, I mean, sometimes we could connect with our friends or send like funny videos, but we spend a lot of time on it. And
so what are you doing on your phones all this time?
Well, we basically look at videos that some people make, or instigators with like fights or something, they'll spread something, and with the fight accounts, that too.
One of the questions I asked them, and this might be a helpful question, which is I asked them to make a case to a concerned parent why a middle schooler should have access to Snapchat and Instagram. Does anyone want to take that on?
I do believe I was in this episode when this question was asked, but the thing was is that I argued yes, because what I do is I use it to like talk to friends, and it's like I live away from my older sister because of like divorce and stuff, but so she lives states away and I get to see her maybe 3 months a year, and so that's like Instagram and Snapchat, we talk all the time over that, and that's like my main way I get to communicate with my sister and my friends. And on the weekend, like it's fun to talk, and especially like you just get to have fun and get to connect with people.
Well, what are the negative sides to social media?
You can't really see anyone, so they think that because you can't see them, that they're not really there, and you don't really connect on that same way as if you were talking in person. So it's a lot easier to argue or, like, cause drama on social media, too, because you kind of disconnect yourself.
Is there a part of you that wishes you were growing up without phones, without social media, without the internet?
I think, yeah, because...
This is Caitlin.
Through the week, I was sitting with my two friends, I guess, Veronica and Valeria, and they're right there, but I think they were texting each other. I'm like, put down your phones. You're right there in front of each other. Why don't you guys just talk to each other?
So you feel like more face-to-face contact could
be
positive.
Yeah, because I was texting my friend, too. I didn't know he was there in the classroom, but we were playing soccer on Snapchat, and I was, oh, he's in this classroom.
You forgot he was in the room.
I forgot he was in the room, and it just seems bad that we forget our surroundings and who we're with.
Yeah, I honestly think that phones... there's going to be a reckoning day at some point with them, because it's just, it has taken over the lives of so many kids. And, you know, I think what I've seen is more boys. It's about watching endless hours of YouTube and playing video games. And, you know, girls, it has a lot to do with social media and constantly being on those platforms. And I just see it as something that much more of a toxic than a positive thing, at least at our school and what my experience has been.
Well, before we wrap up, tell me some of the other topics that you guys think are really important for middle schoolers.
Sleep.
Sleep. You're not getting enough of it?
No, I am. Other students are not.
Is that because they're on their phones watching YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
What else? What are some of the other topics? Stress was one of your shows?
Yeah, stress.
What about you, Isaiah?
Yeah, peer pressure could be one of the...
Have you done one on peer pressure yet?
We haven't, actually.
No. I think a lot of it, of middle school, is a lot of peer pressure, like how we talked about, like, the fights. A lot of the fights are caused by peer pressure, too. Like, they don't want to, but then they see all their friends and everything, and they're like, oh, I got to. And then, like, doing, like, a lot of the way people act in middle school is a lot of because of peer pressure.
Yeah.
So that's your next topic,
That's clearly our next episode that we need to cover.
And Jordan, you want to take this effort more valley-wide and create a podcast competition. Tell us about that.
So this is something that's in the works, but hopefully beginning next year, we want to have a valley-wide competition. We're going to call it the Valley Podcast Challenge, where students from high schools and middle schools all across the Valley can submit their podcasts. I've seen the virtues of podcasts and how it gives kids a platform to speak. It helps them to be seen, to be heard. And there's a lot of kids that just aren't seen and heard these days that are sent to their rooms with their phones because it's a way to entertain and keep them away from you and keep the house quiet. And so I see this as a countervailing force, pushing them back out and creating an opportunity to hear their voices. And we learn a lot. We learn a lot from what they have to say, and it challenges some of our preconceptions about kids and how smart they are. I mean, I can't even count the number of times in a podcast where I've been educated by them. And I think adults could learn a lot by just listening to what's going on in their kids' lives instead of turning on the TV or handing them a phone.
Well, I look forward to this podcast competition. It's been great having you guys in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.